With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The Supreme Court has ruled against a law banning conversion therapy for LGBT kids in Colorado. Correspondent Marcela Sanchez has more.
Colorado is one of about two dozen states that banned the discredited practice. In an 8-1 decision, the high court majority sided with a Christian counselor who argues the law banning talk therapy violates the First Amendment. Counselor Kaylee Childs, with support from the Trump administration, says the law wrongly bars her from offering voluntary faith-based therapy for kids. But Colorado says its law simply stops the practice from using therapy to try to convert LGBTQ plus people to heterosexuality. The justices agreed the law raises free speech concerns and sent it back to a lower court to decide if it meets a legal standard. Few laws pass. Marcela Sanchez, Washington.
U.S. gas prices jumped past an average of $4 a gallon for the first time since 2022 as fuel prices continue to soar worldwide. Uber driver Leslie Sherman Schaefer in California says she has to work extra hours just to afford the rise in gas prices.
Gas prices are over $5, and I had been getting gas for under $4, so it has gone up immensely. I am probably paying $50 more per week on fuel.
The last time U.S. drivers were collectively paying this much at the pump was nearly 4 years ago following Russia's invasion of Ukraine. President Trump says the responsibility for keeping the Strait of Hormuz open should belong with the countries that rely on it rather than the U.S. Trump expressed frustration with allies who have been unwilling to do more to support the U.S. war effort. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 1,125 points. This is SRN News. Ohio lawmakers consider a drag show ban.
The State House of Representatives has approved the measure, which would not bar all drag performances, but only those where children are or might be present. Every single Democratic state senator voted against the legislation, which is now in the hands of the Ohio Senate. Republican supporters of the legislation say, quote, it also establishes clearer legal standards to help maintain privacy and safety in spaces designated for biological females. Michael Harrington reporting.
A tremendous number of American kids are using the social media platform TikTok. A new report from the Pew Research Center finds that nearly 70% of adolescents ages 13 to 17 use the platform, and about 1 in 5 teens say they are on it constantly. Child protection advocates say that's a big problem, accusing TikTok of allowing content that sexualizes minors and could lead to them being sex trafficked. This is SRN News. King Charles III is planning a state visit to the U.S. in April in spite of recent criticism of the British government by President Donald Trump. Correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
King Charles III will undertake a state visit to the U.S. in late April to celebrate the 250th anniversary of American independence and to mark the close ties that exist between the two nations. The visit follows President Donald Trump's state visit to the U.K. in September. That event was a glittering occasion featuring tiaras, brass bands, and a sumptuous banquet served on 200-year-old silver. Such spectacles are meant to bolster ties between nations, particularly in difficult times. Charles has visited the U.S. 19 times in all, but it'll be his first state visit to the country. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More details at SRNNews.com. From Washington, I'm Keith Peters.